Do you think, young people, that God is overlooking who you are? No. You are very, very important to Him. Just as important as your mommy and your daddy and everybody else around you. And when He say to you, when He calls you, no matter what age you are, and as far as historians and theologians, they think that Jeremiah probably may be, when he said youth, young boy, he probably was maybe a teenager. I don't know if there are any other things that say differently than that, but he could be a teenager. I was called when I was really young. I was 10 years old when I realized that I want to follow Jesus. A lot of young people, a lot of us have been called when we were very young. That calling is not lost. It's the same calling. It's the calling of God. And sometimes we have to revisit the time when we were called and the enthusiasm we had and the joy we had. We could jump off of a roof. We were so excited because it was God that give us that calling. But he said, "Alas, sovereign Lord." I said, "I do not know how to speak." "What do you mean you don't know how to speak? I made your tongue." But that's the excuses that we also make. We make excuses because we doubt the ability of God. When the three Israelite boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were thrown into the fire, they say, even if God let us get burned up, He's still able. That's the mindset that we all have. Even if I fail right now, there's a reason God allowed me to fail, because there is something else He is working out. It's always got to start, as Pastor C said when we started this whole series. You always, anything you do, anything you say, anything you think, you have to start with God is a good God. And it's only the goodness what He wants from all of us. And that is what He's pursuing, so that we all one day will be at one with each other and at one with Him. So anytime you start thinking of something that, oh, look at these storms, these hurricanes, what is going on? Start with, God is a good God. And it gives you a different perspective. It does like that hurricane. Instead of going this way, it veers off and gives you a better, greater view of God. We all going to be completely always learning about God and what that, how we see God, and He's going to continue to teach us. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you." That's what God declared to him. That's what God said. That's what God is saying to us also. He's telling us not to be afraid. Yeah, it's not being cocky. Look, I'm not afraid to get up there and speak, because they're just people. I remember it was funny. It was a comedian. And he was saying, if you're afraid of speaking to people, just imagine all the people in the audience are chicken legs. And And some of the people on in the audience, Chicken Legs, was Oprah, and you know, different people that like eat chicken and stuff like that. And Luda Vandross, remember they gained weight and just up and down, and it was funny. So he saw each person as a chicken leg on the head, and so look, I can talk to chicken legs. It doesn't matter. But the same as we are God's handiwork, God prepared for us. God didn't just put me here and then said, what am I going to do with Anne? I just maybe I better consult with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and see, do we got a job for her? Do we got a position for her? Do we got something that she can do? The God we serve is all-knowing. His plans are not ours. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. He is the creator God. When he put the sun in the heavens, he didn't say, well, should the sun be the moon for be at night? Or should the moon be, and we, should I make this day? Or should I make this night? No. He's a God that know his plans, and the same knowing God knew you and knew what plans he has for you. So before, you see your name in there anywhere? Or any time you was there? Before, are you there? Are you there? Who is that? I told Moses, I am. Are we any of those things? No. Do we have anything to do with that? Do we have anything to do with our calling? Before and I. God is Jeremiah's maker. He is our maker also. He can call us up to active duty. I remember we had something downstairs on being called to active duty. And everybody, you get scared. You get scared being called up to active duty. Because you don't know what to expect. You don't know where you're being sent. And so the fear comes on you. But that's because man is in control of that. But God called us to active duty because he's in control and he knows everything. He knows our yesterdays. He's already there. He knows our tomorrows. He knows our everything about it. He knows what's present. But the thing is, we don't have that much trust in his word. Are we seeing God's love, his awesomeness, his greatness, his eternal plans? Eternal. They were eternal. Things that were planned before. He gave Jeremiah his commission, and he gave us also the one that gives us our very being. The one that we live and move and have our very being in him. God determines what we should be. Apostle Paul said in Galatians that God set him apart from his mother's womb. That's what Apostle Paul said. To be a Christian. God, our Creator, knows what used to make of every man and all that he created. He made the sun for the day, the moon for the night. He made our food to feed the body. Everything he made with specific reasons so that it works together. You know, we go to eat the junk that people made up, chemicals. And then wonder why our bodies are falling apart. But he made certain foods that complement everything in our body, every organ, every cell. Every cell, it feeds the cells. That's the God we serve. A God that knew what he was doing. Just like he knew what he was doing when he called us. He knew what he was doing when he called Jeremiah. Because he knew that he needed someone to talk to the people because he loved them. He didn't hate them. He wanted them to know who he was. That's the good God we serve. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's no different than when he spoke to Jeremiah. He made the sun for the day, the moon for the night. He made our food to feed our bodies, water to quench our thirst. And yes, living water so that we don't thirst. God's knowledge is infallible and his purpose is unchangeable. What he designed you to do, he has also fit you to do. So he doesn't put a square peg in a wrong hole, or is it the other way around? So let's read Jeremiah 1. Let's read Jeremiah 7. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everything I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declare the Lord. And in 9, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow. And then, once you get all the junk out of the way, he said, to build and to plant. So then he comes in with the building and the planting. Because you see, all that is ours need to be torn down. Not just outside, but inside. We need to tear down all that is ours. Because it's fooling us. It's telling us to go somewhere else, to do something else, to listen to somebody else. Everything except to keep our eyes fixed on God. He knew Jeremiah was afraid. We can be afraid, yes. That way we don't get cocky. Like we are doing this on our own. Because we're not doing this on our own. We don't have what it takes to do anything on our own. Jeremiah was young, but he didn't have his own words. He had God's words. Young people, God's call to you is as valid as Jeremiah's. It is as valid as Jeremiah's. When he called Jeremiah, when he called you, it's just as good. Because he has a purpose for you. You may not know it. Jeremiah didn't know it. But he had a purpose for Jeremiah. He has a purpose for me and you. In 1 Corinthians 2:13, this is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. This is not us. This is God. This is his Spirit using us to do the job that he want done. And that job is on us for that day, for eternity, where we will be at one with God. He touched his mouth I have my words in your mouth. That's what he said to him. I have my words in your mouth. So, I mean, if you got God's words in your mouth, what more can you ask for? What more do you want when it comes to speaking? Moses didn't see that either. He thought that his impediment, his speech impediment, was something that the great God that want him to do a job couldn't fix. But it is all part of getting to know God better and better and better. He said, see, today I point you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. We have planting to do. We have building to do. We have a work to do alongside Jesus, alongside Him. The world needs everyone that's been called. The world needs us. How do we see our calling? How do we take our calling? Is it casual, or does it have the intensity of an urgency that we need to have, that this is not flipping burgers. This is an important work. There's no job on this earth, not on this earth, well, anywhere else, that is as important as the calling that God has given to each and every one of us to be with Him, to participate with Him, to join Him in gathering together. And one day, that oneness that will last eternity. This is your calling. Just as with the prophets, the disciples, God has chosen people to participate with Him in His relentless pursuit of the object of His love. And that object is us. Meditate on your calling. And let God show you why He called you and what His purpose for you is. Thank you.